Hi, Sarah.
Hey, when you spoke to Marsha's Stroman's FC, did she give you a last day of service date?
No. She said that I don't even think she knows if she put it through.
Well, she did. So we only have the auth through the end of this month.
Wow.
So I'm going to let the caregiver know that we're ending services on the 28th, but I just don't know what to do about these weekends, because every time I try to talk to her to get someone over to her, she yells at me, and she's like, "You guys are horrible. I don't want anybody from there." But
if you have someone, you have someone, and then will she just send them? Because at this point, if we start asking her and whatever, it's not going to get anywhere. So if you have someone, I mean, the service coordinator is aware that she already complained saying that we don't have anybody and all this mumbo jumbo. So if you find someone, find them.
But we did. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand. She's very confused. She thinks that we've had her authorization for a month, for weeks, she said. I'm like, we only missed 3 days of services, and one of those days was because she refused the caregiver to come on Thursday. The caregiver called her and was like, "I'm coming over on Thursday," and that's why I didn't staff that day with Uriah, because the caregiver was supposed to take the whole case. And she said she called her and she told her not to come.
And I told the service coordinator, she yells at her. We try to help her, and she's just like, you know.
And what did the service coordinator say? Did she say?
She said, she does that to everybody. That's how she is. I'm like, aha.
Yeah,
she was
great.
Really like,
but
I'm not jumping in to do anything. That was her vibe. Like, okay, yeah, nope, not calling her. Nope, I'm not dealing with her.
But that's her job, you know?
I agree.
Like, it makes me so mad. I feel bad because she clearly has a mental incapacity.
And I told her, I said, you know, she possibly has a UTI. I was causing her an altered mental status and XYZ. And she was like, she's going to have to go to the hospital. But she can't. So the issue was that if she calls and tells her that, she's going to be like, why, how the heck do you know this? And then she's going to take it out probably on the 8th. So that's why she was
She already takes everything out on the 8th. The 8th, she keeps telling me that she yelled. I'm like, Uriah, leave. If she is being that way, just go, you know? And she's like, no. But she said, okay. She's fine with saying that, you know, she just walks away from her. I'm like, okay. I said, but if you ever feel like disrespected or uncomfortable, just go, you know, you don't have to even ask because we know. But, and then she said that, she called her doctor apparently, like the client called her doctor, and she said that she got, and then they called me together, the caregiver and the client, because the client wanted to know why the caregiver has her personal information on her phone.
Oh,
I'm like, well,
God.
She has your care plan, she has your address, your name, your date of birth. I'm like, because she is an employee for you, and she signs a HIPAA release form and everything, so it's okay. Like, this is the way all home care agencies work. Like, or what people expect. I hate everybody.
I don't think I
want to send anybody, honestly.
I mean, if you do we even
I'll see. Anything? I'll see. I mean, I do, but I just don't want to. I'll see what I can do. Let me see what I can do.
Or get the person and then have Aleta set it up.
Yeah. I
mean, that's how I assume. Isn't that how it technically works? Isn't it happening?
Yeah, it's supposed to, yeah.
Well, then,
but this is not really considered coordination because it's still in admissions.
Yeah, but she's still the coordinator on it.
Yeah, that's true.
But if you have someone, you have someone. And then that's
right.
And she can set it up.
Yeah, I'll do that. All right. Thank you.
No problem.
Bye.
Okay, bye.